Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Good afternoon. This is the Wednesday afternoon show and thank you for joining us. It's always lovely to hear from our listeners. If you would like to get involved, if you've got anything you'd like to add to any of our conversations or chats, any recommendations or travel updates, please give us a call in the studio on 240 666. You can also email us studio@vectusradio.fm. This is our older and wiser segment, and we have the lovely Mark O'Sullivan from AGK Isle of Wight here to talk to us about community, namely the volunteer schemes and the Good Neighbour Scheme. Hi Mark, how are you today?
Hi Laura, thanks ever so much for giving me the opportunity to come down and talk for a little bit this afternoon about the Good Neighbour Scheme and some of the volunteering opportunities we have at AGK Isle of Wight.
Lovely. So let's, firstly, why? Why do we need a Good Neighbour Scheme, do you think?
Well, the Good Neighbour Scheme, it basically came from a need in the community back in 2008-2009. And since then, we've developed the Good Neighbour Scheme to a point, really, where it would be difficult to do without it, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay, so What kind of service does it offer?
Well, a Good Neighbour Scheme is very simply groups of volunteers working in the areas that they live in, looking after local older neighbours in those areas who in most cases have no one else to turn to.
Yeah, which is such a sorry state of affairs, isn't it?
It is, but I think, to be honest, it's a situation that we've always had in communities. But we're lucky at the moment to have the volunteers to be able to address that.
Yeah. Do you know how many volunteers you have on your books?
Yes, so I had a look today, actually. We've got just under 250 volunteers this week.
Oh, lovely.
Out active in the community across the Isle of Wight.
Okay. So we'll talk about volunteering and opportunities and get involved a little bit later on. But let's go back to the Good Neighbour Scheme. What kind of things do your volunteers do? And, you know, if someone at home is listening and they themselves would like someone to pop round or to ring them on the telephone, or if they know a neighbour that would benefit from this, what kind of things, you know, would they expect?
Well, the Good Neighbour Scheme provides a range of support, and that can be anything from simple befriending. So volunteers will go round and they'll spend time with an older neighbour and have a chat and maybe a cup of tea and give them some company. They will also carry out shopping, so they'll do what we call light shopping, anything that will fit in a carrier bag. We've got other volunteers who are quite happy to provide transport to the local supermarket and will help the older person with the shopping. And we have volunteers that will provide transport to and from medical appointments as well.
Well, that's fantastic, isn't it? Some of our areas on the island, they might not be remote, but they might not have a bus service. For example, you know, I live in Haven Street. We're not that remote. We're very near Ryde, but we do not have a local bus. So our older ladies and gents are very reliant on either a taxi service or having to ask someone to help them. And that's often a bit of an issue, isn't it? It's the pride thing, and it's also the recognition that you're now at the stage where you need assistance.
Absolutely. Over the last few years, AGK have carried out a range of surveys with client groups for different projects and different things, and the big thing that people say is the issue which causes them the most problems is actually the lack of available transport to get to and from the places they need to.
And you can see that if you know it's kind of that if it starts, what's the tip of the iceberg, if you have problems getting to your doctor's appointments, or if you think, right, I won't go to the hospital, I won't go to the doctors, I won't go to that appointment because I can't get there, that's often, it's like from there, a bit of an avalanche, because you'll start missing appointments and then health might deteriorate. And it's just changing that mindset and, you know, saying, there's a service, we can help you. If you need to get out of the house, that's what that we're there for, and that's a phenomenal service.
Absolutely, absolutely. Continuity of medical support, medical advice with some of our older clients who've got long-term conditions and need to manage those by going and seeing consultants and having their medication adjusted on a regular basis is absolutely crucial to keeping them at home and keeping them healthy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Old Bean. So this is the Older and Wiser segment, and we're joined by Mark from AGK Isle of Wight. Now, Mark, you've got so much to tell us about all of your schemes and the volunteer things happening. John, you have a question.
I was just interested in how and why the Good Neighbour Scheme started, really. I was interested in the history of things. And, you know, you think about good neighbour in this and hope that everybody's going to be a good neighbour, but obviously there was a need for this at some point.
Yes.
How did it develop?
Yes, there was. The Good Neighbour Scheme has got quite an interesting history. Back in 2008, 2009, it was actually two separate services. So we had what we call Shopping Angels, which was a group of predominantly lady volunteers who would go out and do what we call carrier bag shopping for older clients. And we had another group of volunteers who were what we call our befrienders, and they just went around doing befriending, spending time with older people and having a cup of tea and having a chat to them. In 2010, Comet Relief provided some funding for a couple of years, and they were really interested in what the scheme would look like if we merged those two schemes together, and that's what we did, and that really was the genesis of the Good Neighbour Scheme as it is today.
Yeah.
And have you got like hot spots on the island where the need seems greater than other at all?
Well, the need actually is quite evenly spread across the island, so we don't have any kind of what are called hot spots or pockets of deprivation for the Good Neighbour Scheme. It's a fairly evenly spread thing. So
yeah, because it's, you know, AGK, what you're providing the services, you know, it's the mental side of things, so your mental health and your well-being with the befriending, but it's the physical, as we said, if you miss a doctor's appointment or if you can't get to places, your health, if you're not getting it checked, then that may start to deteriorate. And the same with shopping. You know, when you think about the elderly who might only have one hot meal a day or not at all. They might just have a sandwich and think that, you know, that's okay. But then blood sugar, you're more at risk of falling over. And it's just that someone to go out and do your shopping, which, you know, even for me with a baby seems like a massive task. And can be a right faff, can't it? You know, and you need to be physically able to push your trolley around, put it into your car if you have one. So what you offer with your shopping as well is the physical side of the whole holistic services that you're, the AGK Isle of Wight are offering.
Absolutely, definitely. The other thing that people don't appreciate is that there is actually a physical impact with loneliness and social isolation. And being lonely and being elderly and being stuck in a house where you perhaps may not see somebody for 100 days a year, which is not unusual, does have a positive impact or a negative impact on your health.
Yeah.
And it's been equated to being the same as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're just not getting out there and you're not really exercising, keeping mobile. Yeah. Oh, it's heartbreaking,
it's not,
isn't
not
it?
Not just people who don't have family, it's people who have family but the family don't really care too much. I know a couple of people like that. I've got you know, sons and daughters and grandchildren and they just don't seem to be bothered.
Yeah.
And, it's a difficult one for me to grasp, that one. Why wouldn't you not want to help your mum or your dad?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Or they've got family that live too far away, or, you know, the Solent can be a bit of a barrier, can't it?
Mm. Well, yes. I mean, the other thing that we get, which is quite a common feature amongst our clients in the Good Neighbour Scheme, is that younger members of the family really do have to chase work. And so, you've got family that are spread out all over the UK, and in fact, in some cases, Europe.
Yeah.
And it's not possible to come back and look after elderly parents.
Yeah, definitely. All right then, so volunteer-wise, who can volunteer?
Well, the simple answer to that is anybody. We've got volunteers from the age of 14. I think our oldest volunteer is 85.
Lovely.
We've got volunteers from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And we've got volunteers who are in wheelchairs. We have got three volunteers on the scheme who are actually blind but are still able to go out in the community providing support or telephone befriending. So what we say is it doesn't matter what your perceived physical limitation as a human being might be, the Good Neighbour Scheme can offer you an opportunity to volunteer in some way or other and help another person in the community.
Yeah, and it makes you feel good.
Absolutely. There is no doubt about it. Volunteering is transformational. It's transformational for the people you support,
yeah.
But it's also interesting to us because we actually watch volunteers grow in terms of character and confidence and their ability just through volunteering itself.
Well, yeah. I think we can vouch for that here, can't we? Because you know, everybody here is a volunteer, you know, and you see that all the time, I think.
Definitely, yeah. Most definitely. I volunteer with one of your partners, so Cinnamon Trust, and it's a purely selfish reason, but also not, because I want a dog and I can't have a dog, so we've got offences. So I get to walk people's dogs, and then I also feel really good about that because it's the interaction with an older person who maybe can't get out of the house to walk their dog, and that dog is a companion and a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
When, you know, life is quite isolating, they have this one tiny fluffy thing who they can't let down, hence getting us involved if they can't get out of the house. And you have opportunities like that, don't you? You've got loads of volunteer opportunities.
Yes, we do, actually. The Cinnamon Trust is one of the organisations that we do work with quite closely, because dog walking, believe it or not, it is quite a common request that we receive on the Good Neighbour Scheme. Because to a lot of our clients, as you've just said, a dog or a pet is their best friend. And
yeah.
they tend to worry more about pets than they do themselves sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you have to be good with dogs? Do you have to know you're good with dogs to volunteer to walk?
No, you just need to be able to go, right, I'm going to get a fluffy thing on a lead and we're going to go for a walk somewhere. Do you know, and it's brilliant because Arch makes a beeline for dogs in a rather scary fashion. On the beach, he will literally just crawl up to them and I'm like, whoa, that's got big teeth. Hold on there. So this also satisfies his need to just be licked, because dogs do like to just go up to a baby and lick their faces.
Yeah.
Good for the germs as well, you know, sharing good germs. And a dog's lick does have good antiseptic quality. So, I mean, this is a benefit for all of us. So,
go get your baby licks. Opportunity. Yeah.
Now, can you be a volunteer?
Well, I have to say, that's a very bizarre way of looking at it. But hey, that's my Laura.
We've got to increase our microbiome, Johnny John. Yeah. It's all about gut bacteria.
Yeah.
Mark, can you be a volunteer and a client?
Yes, you can. We've got a couple of examples really, which explain that that conundrum. We've got volunteers who've been with us for quite some time now, 20 years or more, who are transitioning into becoming clients, but are also carrying out volunteering duties, so they're still doing telephone befriending. We've also currently got a volunteer, for instance, who is a very good volunteer, very fit and able, but has had an operation and can't volunteer for the next 3 months. In fact, they're virtually housebound, so we're providing volunteer support to that volunteer just to help them get themselves back on their feet again.
Yeah.
Did you do other sorts of volunteering, you know, in practical terms, like, I don't know, a bit of DIY, a bit of painting and decorating, a bit of...
Well, we have other services for that at Age UK, but what we do provide are other types of volunteering opportunity with other parts of the organisation. So our Men in Sheds group, for instance, our digital inclusion projects are always looking for digitally enabled volunteers. We've got volunteers who help us on our restorative justice project, so that there are opportunities in every part of the organisation for volunteers to come along and help in one way or the other.
That's wonderful. Tell us about the application process.
Well, the application process is actually really simple. You can ring us on our number.
What's that?
01983 525 282. You can email us on lowercase gns@ageukiw.org.uk. You can Google Age UK Isle of Wight and go to our webpage, which has got opportunities for you to get in contact. And we will do the rest. We'll get back in touch with you. It's a very simple process, so it's a very short interview, a small form to fill in, a little bit of paperwork. Every volunteer has a DBS check, and we have two references from somebody that's known you. And then, as quickly as possible, we get your badge up and out in the community supporting people.
Brilliant.
That's fantastic, isn't it? It's all about coming together and looking after each other.
Absolutely.
We've only all got one life, and it's making the most of what we've got and what we've been given. And helping each other.
Do you provide sort of any kind of training, induction, that sort of thing?
Yes, we do. Part of the process it involves an induction course. We're actually in the process of remodelling that at the moment. We are volunteer-led, so we've got lots of opportunities on a constant basis for volunteers to feed back into the system with ideas for making things better or more efficient. And one of the things we're looking at the moment is kind of modernising, if you like, our induction process. Mm.
Phenomenal.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, lovely, really lovely. Okay, let's have some tunes. Oh, I love his name. Hugo Montenegro, The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. And then some Jess Glynn. And then Mark will carry on our lovely conversation about everything else to do with volunteering and Age UK Isle of Wight.
Older and wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Community groups can give discussions. Can you tell us a bit about how people can get in touch and what sort of things you talk about?
Sure. Relationships with the community groups on the island are very important to us. So we do go out and do talks about the work we do. Service coordinators from different services, such as the Men in Sheds or the Digital Inclusion Project, will go and talk specifically about their projects. But we do talks to community groups such as the WI and some of the bigger groups. Anybody who's interested in hearing more about what we do and would like somebody to come along and do a talk, contact us on our telephone number 01983 525 282 and make your request.
Okay, and you're pretty busy. You get a lot of requests, don't you?
Yes, we do. And it's fair to say that we do get lots of support from the community groups that we've built relationships up with. And we get some trickle funding from them as well, which is very important to keep us going. So
you get the impression, actually, there are a lot of groups out there.
Oh, yes, there are. Yeah, the Isle of Wight is a very, very vibrant community, and there are small groups everywhere.
Fantastic.
Definitely. And what would you say to someone who thinks they have a neighbour that should be partaking in the scheme? How do they get them to get interested and involved?
Well, if you've got a neighbour that you're concerned about and you'd like some advice about how you can maybe progress to the point where that person is happy for us to come round and see them, again, give us a ring on 525 282 and ask to speak to somebody from our triage team.
Great.
It's got to be tricky, that, sometimes, isn't it? You know, it's a tough call to make.
Because it's pride and it's dignity. And it's that kind of that British stiff upper lip of, I'm okay, I'm just going to soldier on when it's not that easy.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. A lot of the time with older neighbours, they're frightened that if they accept your help, they've kind of put their foot on the first rung of a ladder that goes straight to a care home. Yeah. And that actually isn't what we're about.
No.
We're about keeping people independent in their own homes for as long as possible.
Yeah, I think speaking to Laurie before, she said, and as you've just repeated, this is about keeping people independent and at home.
Absolutely.
And with these services, this will prolong that. You know,
absolutely.
You really are helping people where they need it, where if, you know, maybe intervention doesn't happen, then it's a different route and it's not so positive.
We should be putting a shout out to the next generation, like me, people of my age, who'd say, don't worry about this, you know, if you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually,
John. Yeah, because, I mean, I'm okay at the moment, but a few years' time, you know, think things are starting to fail a bit already. A few years' time, they're going to fail a bit more, but I don't think I'd ever find myself in a position where I would be too scared to ask.
Yeah.
But that's probably because we're talking to people like Mark quite a lot.
Yeah, we're getting the good in education now, aren't we, and information. Yeah. I'd also like to, you know, I'd like to see more people my age getting involved. So, you know, I've got a baby, as we well know, and I still find a little bit of time to volunteer with the dog walking because it's a passion and it's also helping greatly. But, you know, going to an old people's home where there's a children's group on really was wonderful for the older generations to interact again. And it's much like you're befriending. You know, you could have a half an hour telephone call once a week to get involved. And that's such an easy thing to do from the comfort of your sofa.
Yeah.
But you're making a huge difference.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. You can't put a price on volunteering because it's invaluable. And the difference that volunteers make to the lives of our clients is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, once again, Mark, just so we completely have this in our noggins, tell us the number to contact you on.
01983 525 282.
And the hour is upon us. And before
you
go...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, here we go.
No, go on.
Well, you go.
Well, we talk TV and film a lot on this show, and you've got a bit of a recommendation for us, haven't you?
I have. Absolutely. Go and see the new Elton John film.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Blinding.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And you're going to go and see him?
Yes, on Sunday, hopefully, weather permitting, we're going to go and see him in Hove.
I'm a bit jealous.
Are we jealous?
Can we come in your luggage? Just wheel us in. No one will notice. We find there's just the whole, you know, cast and crew of Vectis Radio in a in a wheelie suitcase. It'll work.
Yeah.
And to everyone at home, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. We really have an enjoyable 3 hours. It can be carnage. It can be silly. There's coffee. There's relaxing chats. There's a little bit of, you know, Nimrod like we had today.
Lovely stuff.
We love to keep it fresh, don't we, and just mix it up. So
we try.
If anyone at home is part of a theatre society, a band, an orchestra, a choir, and you would like to give us a call and promote your community event, please do so. What I would say was email us first, put the title as Laura, and email us at studio@vectisradio.fm, and we can arrange speaking to you on the phone and promoting that community event. We do love to hear from everybody. Now, have a lovely week. Next week, we have more of the same. Probably even more carnage and silliness
more
happening.
More mayhem, yeah.
More mayhem. Next up, we got Billy, the lovely Billy.
Yay.
Is next door for his tea time show, bringing you all the latest travel and news. Right, let's have a think. What should we play next? Ellie Goulding with 16. Take care, and we'll see you next week.